Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, December live cattle futures gapped open Wednesday and never looked back. Later, contracts posted new highs as traders were aggressively buying to either exit short positions or to get on board to initiate positions. Buyers seem to have received their marching orders from packers to purchase cattle at whatever price it takes. It was unexpected that cash business on the hoof would take place $5 to $6 higher. Dress cattle was around $10 higher. It's been some time since we have seen cattle prices at those levels. Box beef prices were higher at the end of the day Wednesday. Choice up 47 cents. Select was up 80 cents. Traders seemed to focus on the minor strength of cash and cutouts in order to push December hog futures higher. Spreads were unwound and new buying surfaced in the anticipation of hopes that prices may have found a bottom. Cash on the National Direct afternoon report was up 11 cents. Cutouts were up 6 cents. Packers might be aggressive over the next few weeks to make sure they have enough hogs to kill to fill demand. March Kansas City wheat was down 7 cents on Wednesday, 877, pulling back from Tuesday's new contract high and highest March close in 8 years. March Chicago wheat was down even more, falling 19 and a quarter cents with prices at such lofty heights. It's not unusual for trading to turn volatile, especially on a holiday week with investors facing upsetting news about a new variant of coronavirus. After coming within 3 and a quarter cents of $6 Wednesday, March corn finished down 2 and 3 quarter cents at 585 and a half and is set to open the markets again this morning. And with harvest nearly over, it's not uncommon for corn prices to have a post-harvest rally this time of year. January soybeans were down 6.5 cents Wednesday, staying below the 100-day average with a close of $12.66. Prices are up nearly 80 cents from their November 8th close of $11.88. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
At the close Wednesday, December live cattle up 97, 135.40. February up 45 at 139.42. January feeder cattle up 267, 164.37. March up 157, 165.67. December hogs down 50 cents, 74.15. Kansas City wheat, December was up 17 cents to 878 and three quarters. March up 17 and a half, 884. Chicago wheat, December up 10 and a quarter, 856. March up 10 cents, 867 and a half. December corn up 3 and 3 quarters, 580 and a half, and March up 4 cents, 588 and a quarter. January soybeans down a penny and a quarter, 1273. March down 1 and 3 quarters at 1284 and a half. December cotton up 265, 120.36.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.